So some keys to ensure the success of your training plan include lining up convenient locations for the training, as well as convenient times. Part of the convenience equation can include developing online self-paced versions of the training. The training should be focused on the skills that individuals will need to utilize the new system based on their role in the organization. Finally, you will have much greater success if you employ knowledgeable trainers who are flexible in their approach, can competently address questions, and expertly guide users as they pick up new skills. As was mentioned before, training can start early in the system's development process, and it should continue as long as the HIT system is in place. Users will need to have the option to revisit training as they need to brush up on their skills, learn new skills as roles change, and to accommodate new people joining the organization. Building in flexible options such as instructor-led, classroom-based courses, as well as online self-paced options, will increase the likelihood of success for your training initiative. Of course, the more options you support, the costlier the options. So all of these things should be carefully considered and planned for in the initial phases of the project.